This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
If you have ever listened to an episode of Solo Travel Talk, you know that Astrid Clements, your solo travel advisor, is passionate about packing. If you've never listened to Solo Travel Talk before, welcome to the show. Astrid knows that packing can be a real source of stress. That's why she's got her amazing packing list, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But Astrid also has some amazing tips for making packing easy. That's the subject of today's show. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien, and if you've ever been stressed out by packing, you're going to love Astrid's 15 smart packing tips. Here's Astrid.
Now, 15 of my packing tips. Now, this is different from the packing list, but these are my smart packing tips that will help you stay logical, you know, and pack smart versus getting emotional, okay? The first one is do research before you leave. That's why you don't want to wait till the last minute to pack. Once you've made your reservations, you know you're going, take the time to Google and Google, you know, what to wear in Bangkok in August or what to wear in Berlin during the Christmas holidays. Put in the date or in the springtime or whatever, because it changes, obviously, with the seasons because of the weather. But you will be surprised. All of the blog posts and the different articles that you will read about what to wear, because people are always worried about, well, what should I wear when I go here? So there's a lot of information on that. So I suggest, first of all, just put that into Google, okay? And read that, get a feeling for it. Then the next thing that I do, and it is my secret weapon, or I do it and a lot of people don't think about doing it, is I YouTube that same thing. I put in YouTube, what to wear in Bangkok in July. And you will be surprised. They will come up YouTube videos of what I packed when I went to Bangkok in the summer, or how to avoid being dressed poorly going to Berlin at Christmas time, or whatever. If you put in what you're looking for, it might not totally be real specific, but you'll get some YouTubes to look at. That will be very helpful. As well as when you are researching just in general about your trip, whether it's, you know, things, cool things to do or top restaurants, I always YouTube those two.
Regular listeners, you can refer back to episode 2, Astrid's Solo Travel Secret Weapon, and get really into all of her tips about YouTube.
Oh, yeah, YouTube is great. Watch them and look at what the people are wearing. When you're watching the videos, not only about what you're seeing and where to go, but also what everybody's wearing, whether they're tourists or they look like they're natives there, etc. That will give you a very good idea. I know it really helped me when I was going to Istanbul, Turkey, because I really didn't know what I should wear in Istanbul. I didn't know if it was really more conservative and I needed to be really concerned about that, or I could dress a little bit more with an international kind of feel to it. So the YouTube videos, I really highly recommend that. That'll give you a great idea of whether what you're packing is going to look okay. Okay? The next one is to review your itinerary and make a list of what types of clothes or outfits that you'll need for the different trip activities. Say if you're going to do 3 things in one day, that all you need to do is have dressed casually and you can be real comfortable. One day you might have to start when you're dressed up, and then during the middle of the day it's more casual, and at night you have to be dressed up again. You might want to wear a dress that day, where you could put, you know, something a little bit nicer, a nicer pashmina in the morning that's, you know, more serious. Maybe it's a business meeting or whatever, and then at night you're going to the theater and you kind of want to look good. You don't have time to go back to your hotel room and you want to do some sightseeing. You have to figure out what you're going to be doing on your trip and then decide how many outfits I need. And then you will break it down even further. Now, how many pieces do I need to mix and match to create this amount of outfits that, you know, are either dressy or casual, etc.? Now, if you're going to the beach, I mean, it's basically a bathing suit or two, cover-ups, sun hat, sunglasses, you know, maybe a book, whatever, you know, you're not going to be doing too much except really relaxing. So you have to obviously look at your trip itinerary before you start looking at that packing list and determining really what you need. Next thing is decide on that base color. Is navy going to be your color, black, or brown? I know that sounds boring. And like, you know, you want it, oh, I want to take this green pair of pants and I love this.
What about my fuchsia, whatever?
And I love this red check pair of capris. And oh no, maybe I'm going to, you know, bring this magenta long dress. And I mean, you have all these colors going on. Then you have to bring six pairs of shoes. And oh, that is, let me tell you, that is the beginning of a lot of stress. And I can tell you, whenever you do that, whenever I've done that, I promise you, it's been a big mistake because I either don't wear a lot of that and I gravitate to things that are just kind of simple or whatever, or they don't look right. So decide on that base color, then decide on your accent color. The white, beige, gray. Some people like light blue. Say if you're going with blue, is great. And sometimes mint green is okay. If it's not too garish, you know, it's got to be a soft mint green. That can really look quite nice. Decide on those base colors with the accent color. Then the next step is to lay everything out on the bed. Now, if you can't put everything out on the bed that you want to pack, you're packing too much. You got to regroup because you're packing too much. Then you think mix and match. Now, you know, like I said, three tops, three bottoms, could be a pair of pants, a skirt, and jeans. You could mix and match that with the blazer, the bomber jacket, or whatever. Five outfits with a couple of different pashminas. And I can tell you that, nine outfits. And that'll take you through 9 days, you know, and then with your little black dress, I'm telling you, that is really all you need. If you're bringing more than what can be on the bed, you have to just force yourself to eliminate, okay? Think eliminate. Because one of the golden rules that all of the travel experts, the bloggers who are experts at packing, who've done a lot of packing, etc., and I totally agree with them. The golden rule is bring half of what you want to bring. Half. Now, it's very hard for me to do that, but I really try to do it, okay? After you put it all on the bed and you've eliminated and you think that this is really what I need, no more, no less, try it all on. Before you pack it, you try it on, make sure it fits properly, it doesn't have a stain on it, and you like the way you look at it. Because, you know, say you have the perfect black boat neck lightweight sweater that maybe you haven't worn in a year, but you think it looks perfect with these. You're going to go with white jeans and, you know, a khaki blazer or khaki jacket or whatever, and you want to have a nice black shell or sweater. You don't put it on. You get there and it's too tight. It's too tight around the midsection, or it just doesn't look right anymore. And I mean, this is a mystery to me. I love clothes and I have too many clothes and I don't throw away the old clothes like I should because I just love clothes and the clothes I buy I love. But it's amazing. I'll have something and I'll only wear it once or twice and then I won't wear it for a couple of years and I pull it out. And not that it doesn't fit me in terms of like I've gained weight or anything, but it just, the fabric itself has just kind of lost its pizzazz. So try everything on to make sure you like the way it looks, that it still fits you well, and it doesn't have a stain. Because every now and then you'll pack and you don't see it, and then you get it and you go, what is that?
Well, especially you're getting us to think logically about our packing. There's nothing worse than something that's too tight and ill-fitting to bring on some definite emotional feelings and send you into a tizzy. I mean, there's no way you can be confident and experiencing the best of your trip if you're sitting there and feeling self-conscious and weird because your clothes don't fit.
Yes, and let me tell you.
What a bummer.
Yes, it is a bummer. And like I said, think of that French classic dressing concept, less is more. Well-fitting, classic, basic colors and clothes, they always are good. So think like that, try them on, make sure they still fit, and you know, you'll be good. You'll be good. Okay, next thing is follow my packing list. I use it as a guide. It will help you not forget something that is essential, and it will really make you think about things maybe you're not thinking about, like the rain poncho, or you might forget your sunglasses, or something that, you know, you're usually clothes-focused, and you're usually shoes-focused, most women are, and their makeup or toiletries or whatever. So you start forgetting about those other things that you probably should bring. So this list is really good to give you everything that you could bring, and you have to determine whether you need it or not. Okay? The next one is use packing cubes, shoe bags or boot bags, makeup, accessory, and tech pouches. Another thing, this is about the organization of everything and staying organized. I'm kind of new to the packing cubes, but they work great. These are basically pouches, big pouches that you can put your shirts in, your pants in, your undergarments in, even your sweaters and your coats and your jackets. They have all sizes now. When I first saw them on the market about 5-6 years ago, I thought, that's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I don't really need that because I always fold all my shirts together and even color coordinate them, you know, because I'm just very organized and I like to do things like that. But I thought, that's just one other thing. You will be surprised. These packing cubes, they compress the clothes. They keep your clothes more wrinkle-free. Your suitcase is totally organized. You know where the things are. Then when you have worn something and it's dirty and you're not going to send it to the cleaners, in the cubes that I have, they actually have another zipper where you can put all of the dirty clothes and keep them from the clean clothes. So I love the packing cubes now. And you can go online. Amazon's got a lot of different models and price points, but they're very affordable and they're very good. The second thing is shoe bags and boot bags. Most people don't think about this. Some people will put a pair of socks over them or whatever, but this is so important because you don't want your dirty shoes or your boots in with your clothes. And I can tell you, if you don't have them in shoe bags or boot bags, the suitcase is thrown around, etc., it'll get all, you know, all your clothes will get all together. And when you pull out your white shirt and it's got a, you know,
shoe print right on the front of it,
or something, you're just going to go, oh, God. You know, so I love shoe bags and boot bags. I think they're really smart to use, and you know, I have them from the good shoes that I buy. I just keep them and I use them when I travel. Then also, you know, your makeup, accessory, tech pouches, use those different bags and envelopes, zipper, and like for jewelry, etc. It's wonderful. You keep everything organized. You're less likely to lose it. It's a much better way to approach what you're taking and what you're not taking. Like I know with my makeup, I travel so much now, I just have a very small makeup pouch with my foundation. I have a palette that has the powder in it, the blush, and a couple of eyeshadows. So I have that palette. I have a couple of brushes and my lipstick and a small tube of mascara in a very small pouch. Whenever I go on a trip, I just grab that pouch. I don't go into my makeup drawer and decide, oh, well, I'm going to bring this eyeshadow and a couple of these blushes, etc. I don't even think like that anymore.
It's like you have your travel set already made up.
Absolutely. And it's in my bathroom, and so, you know, it's always ready to go. And so that's a tip.
I like the bags and such. It's like it sounds a little bit to me like you have a little of a place for everything and everything in its place kind of philosophy with the packing.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it helps you too when you're repacking to go home or to your next stop.
Oh, yeah.
Not to lose something.
Why do I have this empty envelope? That tells me I'm missing something.
No, really, it does help you somewhat. Not totally, but it does help you.
It's like a little prompt.
Yes, it's a little prompt. Okay, the next one, number 8, and you already hit it, pack early. Oh, gosh, do not wait till the last minute. I typically pack a week to 10 days before. Yeah, I pack that far before because I really want to think about it. And if I need to get something prior to it, I have enough time to do it. And I just end up eliminating more by doing that, okay? If I wait till the last minute, oh, gosh. And typically I'll bring something I don't really want to wear, you know, or something like that. So pack early. Very, very important. Then invest in, or I do this too, and this is going back into the small makeup pouch or the concept of just taking, don't take a lot of different, you know, makeup toiletries. Go to the drugstore, get the little small travel size deodorants, body lotion, etc. Now, if you're going for a longer period of time, you know, you might want to get a medium size body lotion or whatever, but don't take a half a bottle of astringent and everything, because all of those bottles and all of that extra cream, etc., it just piles up and it's heavy. It becomes heavy. So invest in those little travel size. Those are great, okay? And then the simple makeup palette. If you can find a palette that has the powder, blush, and some eyeshadows, buy it. And they don't make them as much as they used to. At one time, they were real popular, especially when MAC was just first getting started. But I love them, and I think they're real functional. Okay, then number 10 is think layering. When you're deciding what to wear, think, well, how many layers can I put on top? I mean, could I wear this shell and then on top of this put a loose-fitting tunic, and then on top of that, could I even put a lightweight sweater over that? And then if it's getting real cold but not freezing, what about a vest on top of that? And then when you're super cold, you can either put your all-weather coat over all of that, or maybe you need just a poncho over that, or your like I said, your rain poncho. But the bottom line is you can layer. Either start the day that way or take it off, depending on what the weather is and what you're doing. And that's how you have to think when you're deciding what you want to bring and what to pack and what you're going to wear, etc. And I tell you, you know, at first I wasn't super into the layering because I thought it looked kind of slouchy, or it just looked to me like you didn't know how to dress or something. But now it is she all over. I mean, I see a lot of people wearing all kinds of mix and match things that really don't totally match. But I can tell you, it comes off. It looks really nice. And it doesn't look trendy or anything. They just know how to dress. Mm. So the layering is important. And think layering. And when you're putting your wardrobe together, try it on like that too. Make sure you like it. Then we touched on this earlier, bring your most comfortable favorite clothes. If you bring the things you love to wear and they're appropriate for where you're going, I mean, that just sets your day off right. And like I said, try to not buy new things before you go on a trip, because not only, I mean, maybe, you know, they're not right or the shoes aren't broken in, but travel is hard on clothes. So you don't want to bring new clothes that if you get you spill your red wine on it or something, and it will happen. Yeah. I promise you, the thing that you have bought that you love the most, somebody will bump into
you. Kiss it goodbye.
And something will happen, and then you'll go, and it'll be a bummer. So if you bring clothes that you're not worried about, if something would happen to them, you look good in them, you're comfortable in them, that's the way to go. Okay. Then the next thing is roll versus fold your clothes. Now, a lot of packing experts they roll their clothes. And they roll their clothes now in those packing cubes. And they can get a lot of clothes in those cubes, get the air out, and they can pack a lot. And their clothes arrive wrinkle-free. It's amazing. Now, I must confess, I don't roll my clothes. I don't know why. I still fold them. But I'm very cognizant of the fabric. And the packing cubes really do miraculously help your clothes stay pretty wrinkle-free. I don't totally know why, but I think it just keeps everything in your suitcase more stationary. And just with that, helps your clothes stay, looking nice. So all you have to do is either put them in your drawers when you check in get in your hotel room, or hang them up in the closet, and it's great. You don't have to iron or send anything to the cleaners. And of course, here again, think wrinkle-free fabric when you're picking out what you wear. Will this be wrinkle-free? All right. Next is think lightweight. When I talk about think lightweight, that's think lightweight shoes, lightweight boots, lightweight clothes, lightweight luggage, lightweight tote, lightweight computer. My point is the less everything weighs, the better, because you want to be as mobile and you can control your luggage, and you can control what you have. And because if something is heavy, it starts being a burden. Mm. And I can tell you, you might forget your tote somewhere because you're so preoccupied with your suitcases, etc. So think lightweight, and bring a minimum of tech gear. I know so many people love all the tech stuff, but when you bring too much, here again, it will weigh things down. Also, a little tip in this section is buy an inexpensive suitcase scale, which you can use before you leave, like 2 days before you leave, because you've already started to pack 10 days or a week before. Close the suitcase and weigh it, and know how much your suitcase weighs before you leave. So, you don't want to be over before you leave, because you're already in trouble. You have to pay extra baggage fees. And let me tell you, even in business class, a lot of airlines now, they don't care that you're going to get slapped $200, and then the heavier.
Holy smokes, that much?
Oh, yeah, it can get really bad. Boy. It can get really bad. I mean, I've tried to beg people sometimes, and they'll say, well, no, you have to go in the suitcase and take things out and put it in your tote and all this kind of stuff. So buy that scale, and then also, before you go home, weigh it, and weigh it actually kind of the day before. And one of the things that I do, this is kind of a weird habit that I have, but once I've worn something a couple of times and I know I'm not going to wear it anymore, I start putting it in the packing cube. I start already beginning to pack, repack home. So it's not like, I put things in one drawer and then as I'm packing to go home, I forget to look in that drawer. I'm already, and that works for me, because then the packing is so easy at the very end, because you've almost basically repacked during your stay. Mm. And so, but you can use that suitcase scale before you leave. And if you're overpacked, go down to the concierge and say, look, I need to send a package home. Can you do this? I mean, I've done this all over the world because I love to shop. And I, you know, I buy all kinds of clothes and souvenirs. I mean, all kinds of things. And it's kind of pathetic to tell you the truth. But I don't want to pay those heavy luggage fees. So it's cheaper to send it on the slow boat home than to take it with you. And I must say, I have never, ever had a problem with not receiving a package. Hmm. It might take a little bit longer, but I have, so always know.
It gets there eventually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it gets there eventually. Number 14 is invest in a good set of lightweight, durable luggage. Now, I like the hard side. A lot of people like, you know, the fabric or not the hard side. But last year when I went around the world on a 50-day trip, I bought a set of luggage by It Luggage. And it was touted as very, very durable, very lightweight, had the spinners, three pieces, and I think it was like $110. And I thought, well, if these suitcases don't last, it's so cheap, I could buy another one on the road. Well, I can tell you, that was a great set of luggage because it was lightweight. It was very durable. I didn't have any problems. The zippers are very strong. So that's important. You know, your luggage can start and make you heavy. And then when you put three pairs of jeans in there and, you know, makeup and all, I mean, by the time you're ready to leave, you're sunk. Oh, it is horrible. And that already is a beginning of a stress. It really is.
Yeah.
Then the last thing is basically wear your heaviest and your bulkiest clothes en route. I mean, I've gone on trips where I'm going, you know, say to Russia in the winter, and I'm telling you, you have to bring heavy boots, insulated coats. You know, I even brought a fur coat, hats, gloves, all kinds of really cold weather clothes, and those are heavy. Well, to try to keep my luggage from being so heavy, I put like one of the coats in my tote. I wore a fur coat. I had like a vest underneath it. I wore the heaviest boots. I mean, I looked like I was ready for some kind of combat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in my heavy luggage. And I can tell you, even though you've got all these pieces on, it's better than to be in your luggage, you know. I guess you could get carried away with it. But what I do is when I have all, you know, maybe a couple of more things on than just my normal blazer, top, and pants with, you know, some good comfortable shoes to fly in, I'll think, well, now how many pieces do I have? You know, and I'll say, well, a tote and a fur coat and a hat. And I'll say, okay, I have 6-7 pieces I have to keep up with. So every time I sit down or I rest or go to eat or whatever and I get ready to leave, how many pieces do I have? 1, 2, 3. So I'm pretty good at it now. I don't leave that proverbial umbrella behind, or I don't forget to bring something that I don't always have. See, that's what happens. When you're traveling, you're kind of in a different state of mind. Yeah. So
your regular routine is totally broken.
Yes. So you have to kind of create your own. That's what I'm trying to say.
If today's show didn't make you want to get Astrid's packing list, I do not know what will. You can get your own copy of Astrid's complimentary packing list. Just go to astridtravel.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a place you can give your email and download the packing list right away. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and really any of the finer places that podcasts can be found, including iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Are you already excited for your next stress-free packing? We're guessing that you are. But until then, we'll see you next week on Solo Travel Talk. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or her solo travel advisors, visit her website, astridtravel.com.